Good afternoon, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it's the Tom Chenault Show. I hope you're having an incredible, incredible Sunday morning. I am here with the one and only John Milton Fogg, and it is going to be a big show with big announcements at the end of this show. So by the time you get to the final segment, I'm going to tell you something that is going to rock your world, either positively or negatively, but it's going to rock your world because there's a big change coming, and it will be awesome, and you're going to love it, and so get ready for that. So, make a long story short, that's the way it is. Hello there, John Milton Fogg. How are you?
Well, I'm going to tell them about the change right now, Tom.
All right. Fire it up, man. Don't you dare. So,
No. The biggest change that has happened in my life in 2.5 years.
What is it?
I cleaned off my desk.
You are kidding me.
I am not kidding. It only took 5 hours. No, that's a lie. Man, did I throw away stuff.
Well, that is, and look at all the stuff from the past. I understand you crossed about 505 days or 10 days this week of continuous sobriety, so that's a pretty good day for you, isn't it?
But I did keep some of my alcoholic tendencies. You would have been proud of me. When I was going through these papers, it was just like a drunk on a holiday.
That is so cool. Well, that's
throwing stuff out left and right.
Oh,
I kept everything
exciting.
with a T-O-M or a Chenault on it. I did keep those things. They're in a pile over here on the side.
All right. Well, I am happy about that. I should have had this woman on, our first guest, on. Have we got Vicki with us yet? Are you here, Vicki?
Yes.
She is? She's here?
Okay,
so this woman is absolutely incredible. She is a testament to all good things and all things great. She went to rehab at age 3, and it wasn't her fault, obviously. She ended up in a circumstance that had herself be addicted by the time she was 3 years old, but at the end of the day, this woman has overcome things like I have never seen in my life. I should have had her on my, obviously, my 25th anniversary of being sober later this month. I didn't do that because I'm an idiot, but I'll tell you, I love her. Hello, Vicki Crabtree. How are you?
I'm good, Tom. How are you?
I've never been better. And here's a guy named John Milton Fogg who's with you. He wrote the book, The Greatest Networker. He pontificates every day with a daily saying that helps network marketers keep on track in their life. And he's your kind of guy. I want you to know each other. And I think we've also hopefully got the great John Hammock on here, too. Are you here, John? He'll be here shortly. He's going to be dialing in any minute. But, we're happy to have you, Vicki. Tell us about you, man. You have had an unbelievable run in your life, right?
It has been an interesting life. I say I've lived a lot in my 40-something years. But it's been a good life. I can't complain. It's just been unusual. I didn't realize how unusual it was until, you know, you get to the age and you start listening and watching other people's lives and you think, wow, I guess mine is kind of unusual, but I'm thankful for every lesson I've learned, that's for sure.
And so, here's the deal. You got dealt a terrible hand of cards by most people's estimation by the fact that you did come, you were brought into this world by somebody that had a difficult time with alcohol and drugs. And
right.
You and your brother both came into the world at pretty much at the same time. And you decided that there was a highway that you were going to stay on. And even though it was the highway that was dealt to you. And when I interviewed you, pre-interviewed you, you were talking about everybody's on that life highway. What we don't realize is that there's an exit out there that we can get off at any time. And
exactly.
So talk about that a little bit. It struck me that you are one courageous kid.
Yeah, and, you know, I've always said there's detours in life. You know, I was put on a specific road. It wasn't a road that I would have chosen for myself, but for whatever reason, that was the road that I was, someone, you know, I refer to him as God, decided that that was the road that I needed to take. The nice thing, though, is on any trip, if you've ever been on a road trip or just gone downtown, if there's a obstacle in your way, there's always a detour around it. If that's not good enough, if you don't want to just get around the obstacle, just change roads. You know, take the exit. Don't take the detour. Take the exit and completely change the highway that you're on. We have those options. It's called free will. You know, and at a very young age, I realized that there were options that were available to me. I just needed to figure out how to, you know, put myself in with people who would teach me how to take those options. And from a very early age, 3, 4, 5 years old, I was constantly striving and watching people to align myself with the right people to get me out of the world that I had been put into.
And you've done that. And it's really cool what you've accomplished in a short amount of time. John Milton Fogg, what do you think about this unbelievable mother of children and completely course-corrected her life and became a complete success? What do you think about that?
Well, I'm amazed. I'd like to know more about this business of being in rehab at age 3. I mean, that's just unreal. Can you explain that a little?
Yeah, well, the mother that my, there were actually 4 of us kids. That the youngest one I didn't know. I was taken out of my my biological mother's care before she was born. But there was my brother, who is older than I, and my sister, who is younger than I, and then myself. We were born into an addicted family. Not only our mother, but everyone that she associated with was an addict of some sort, whether it was drugs or alcohol or whatever. And we had, you know, baby bottles and sippy cups, but they weren't full of milk and, you know, fruit juice. They were full of beer and vodka and whatever anybody happened to put in the cup at the time. We thought everybody drank that way. And I don't think even when we were taken away from our biological mother, they realized what kind of shape we were in until we were put into the system and instantly became ill, you know, with all the things that go along with withdrawing from a constant supply of alcohol.
Have you ever heard of this circumstance with anyone else?
Not at that young of an age. I have heard of kids, you know, 12 and 13 who would volunteer.
No, 12 and 13, I can understand, sweetheart.
But not at
3.
That young. No, I know.
Hello, my God.
The youngest of us at the time, the 2-year-old, my little sister, she couldn't, by the age of 2, when they finally took us out of the home, she couldn't walk. She couldn't sit up on her own. She was in way worse shape than my brother and I, who were 7 and 3.5 at the time.
Yeah, Tom is famous for making sure that guests make the point that adversity builds great character and is just such a great doorway to success. I think he's outdone himself with you.
Well, you know, I figure everyone has choices. And I know people that have had similar paths to mine, maybe not the alcohol part, but, you know, as far as the abuse as a child and, you know, being in the foster care system, which I think nationwide is broken and has been for years, and horrible nightmares, you know, come out of that system, you have a choice. You can either let that define who you are or you can write a new definition. And, you know, some of my siblings chose the other path. I just happened to be aligned with enough people that I saw there was a better way in the world, and that was the path I wanted to take.
Did you start taking that? When did you really stand up for yourself and just take the world on? I mean, were you in elementary school when you did that?
No, I would have to say it was as early as I can remember. I can remember the first incident. I was staying in a place called the Allen House. It's in Cincinnati, Ohio. It's not there anymore. It was shut down after some kids were killed in the care of this government-run facility. And I can remember facing some upcoming abuse that I knew was headed my way, and I made a decision right then and there that it was not going to happen to me again. And I left the Allen House when I was 5. So it was prior to the age of 5. And I remember that day as if it were yesterday. I decided that there was a choice to be made. I watched other kids making the choice to just bow down and take what was being handed out to them. And I thought, this is crazy. I am not going to make that same decision. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to fight. And it wasn't a physical fight. It was my mind. I decided to use my mind to manipulate my surroundings and the people around me to protect myself. And
you are taking our breath away. You're taking our breath away. I mean, who you are is what we need more of in this country. And think about all of you people right now, sitting on the couch, whatever you're dealt with, there is no way you can't overcome it. If you start believing you can, you will. And the name of the game, what's your website? Do you have a website?
I do. It's www.survivingtothriving.com, and it's the number 2. Between surviving and thriving, www.survivingtothriving.com. I'm in the process now of moving that website. It's a blog from one site to another, but the link works. I'm just in the process of moving. I also have another site called www.freetobefree.com, and that's F-R-E-E, the number 2, the letter B like boy, F-R-E-E.com.
You've got unbelievable diction, too. You should be a radio talk show host. Go ahead and answer, John.
Hey, Vicki, I love playing with words because I'm a writer. I've got one I think you're going to dig.
What's that?
Sir Thrival. The state or fact of prospering and flourishing by rising above, simply staying alive or existing.
Yes.
Sir Thrival.
Love
it. That's what your life is, girl.
Yes. Yes,
wow.
That's my mantra right there. I've always said that. At first, I felt like I had to learn how to survive. I knew that survival was not the normal path for me. I mean, it was going to be a struggle to survive. So at first, that's what I did. My brother and I both. My brother protected me to the ends of the earth at the age of 7. And our goal was to survive from one day to the next, from one hour to the next, then from one day to the next, one week to the next, one month to the next. And then I decided surviving was not enough. You know, I'd been exposed to different foster homes. I'd been exposed to different types of people and realized not everyone is evil. Not everyone wants to hurt children. Not everyone is out for themselves. There are people in this world who love, who are compassionate, who work hard and have something to show for it. Those were the thrivers. I don't know if that's really a word, but that's what I wanted to be. I knew now how to survive. I was determined to thrive.
We're going to get back to her. We got one more segment with her, so you make sure you go to her, survivingtothriving.com. And I see I spelled the link wrong, of course, so I'll go erase that and start over. But this is a rock star, and we've got her, Vicki Crabtree, John Fogg. We'll be right back.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient alien, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and field work with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We are back with this unbelievable woman named Vicki Crabtree. We've got people texting me, people. I mean, it is unbelievable how many hearts this woman has touched in her life and how she turned chicken into chicken salad. And I am telling you, I love her. It is really, really great having her on the show. And now we want to shift it a little bit to, obviously, I saw you worked at Arby's, and then I went, I know you work for the federal government. I know you were a travel agent. You've done a lot of things, and now you've become an icon in the world of network marketing and personal development. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Love network marketing. It's, I heard you say the other day, and I've heard it before, but it's so true that that is nothing more than a personal development program with a compensation plan. And I have grown so much through learning in network marketing. I don't even call it network marketing, but I guess that's really what it is. I mean, you're just sharing fantastic information with people who are looking, you know, for the same thing you're looking for. And when you tap into that and you realize what residual income can do for your life and what residual income can do for the people around you, how many people you can help with that, you know, doing the work one time and getting paid month after month, year after year, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Any stigma from the old school way of thinking, you know, of network marketing or multi-level marketing needs to be completely eradicated, because there's nothing negative about this beautiful business that we're in, no matter what product it is that you're backing. The one I'm in, I absolutely love, because, you know, I'm helping people. I'm not selling them anything. You know, our country's in a mess with healthcare. I love having a solution for it. I can be passionate about it. But it's a fantastic way to earn a living, that's for sure.
And then it gets better. And the cool thing about that is once, and she just hit the nail on the head, find your passion. It could be healthcare. It could be dental. It could be nutrition. It could be my latest magnificent obsession, which is scrapbooking. But whatever it is, you gotta put it all in it. Not half of you, not a quarter of you, not three quarters. You give it your all. John Milton Fogg is the greatest networker. He's written the biggest book in network marketing history. And John, speak to that a little bit, because what this woman, you need to write her story, John.
Her. Vicki, one of the things that's obvious is you are, and I know that this came about from the crucible of life. You're very strong. You're very self-assured. You are the embodiment of lead, follow, or get out of the way. How do you transfer that kind of conviction, that kind of belief to the people you work with?
Well, it's funny. Some of the best mentors I've had have watched me struggle with that because I want it so bad for everyone, sometimes way more than people want it for themselves. And I don't understand that. But I have to remember that they didn't come from the same background I came from. A lot of them didn't have to fight and claw and scratch for everything they had. They're used to things just being handed to them. So I have to remember that sometimes people don't think the way that I think, and that you cannot push a rope. You can't drag people to success. You can lead them to success, and that's where I had to, you know, step back and say, just like you said, I'm going. You can come with me. You can learn. I will teach everything I know. I'm still learning. I always will be. The minute you think you know it all, there's a problem. Better dig a little deeper because something's not right with you. And I know that about myself, and I'm more than happy to guide people to that same knowledge, but you can't drag them to it. So I just hope that, you know, that somewhere along the way, if it's not me, it's someone else, that people who know they deserve better than what life has handed them will search themselves and figure out the way to accomplish those things, because it's in everyone. I believe that there is greatness in everyone. It's just whether or not you decide to peel those onion layers back and expose it, or if you want to keep it buried. I don't want to keep any of that mess buried. I've gotten rid of all the messy stuff, and, you know, I'm on a path that I want to stay on, and anybody who wants to follow me is welcome along. Otherwise, like you said, get out of my way. I've got somewhere to be.
You spoke about mentors. Are there some that really, really stand out for you that you'd be willing to turn us on to, that were remarkable for you, that you can speak about?
Well, there are mentors within my own business. The company that I'm in, we're kind of a unique little bunch, or I should say a little bunch. We're a very large bunch, but all of the mentors within our company do the same job we do. They're not, you know, educated people on the art and science of network marketing. They're people who have done the same thing that I'm doing and learned from their mistakes and that kind of thing. So within my company, there's people like, you know, Kelly O'Donnell and Janie Jones and John Hammack. I work closely with him.
Well, we got to go. We got to go. I love you. We
sure.
Love you. You're coming back. We'll see you.
Thank you.
Extract help with other ailments.
What are you doing?
High blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol.
It's all right. It's fine. No problem at all. I love her.
Heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup.
Sarah, you're good.
For
you're good.
Years. With over-the-counter stuff not working at all, I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and body extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and body extract for long and healthy life.
Now available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon is a revolutionary book that will forever change the way you look at health and diet. Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet. This amazing diet and exercise plan was developed when the surgeon himself was confronted with heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. There's no starving yourself and no calorie counting. You'll learn it's not how much you eat, but what you eat. Find easy-to-prepare recipes and simple step-by-step workout plans that exercise mind and body simultaneously. On the plan, Dr. Sturgeon lost over 70 pounds and reversed all the diseases naturally and with no medication. And many of his patients have had similar success. The Body and Brain Diet allows you to naturally diminish or reverse diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, skin tags, psoriasis, and more. a whole new outlook on life and a healthy future awaits you. And Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet, available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon.com.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffitt of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Tom Chenault, this is Tom Chenault Show. I hope you're having the best day ever. It has been the best day ever so far. That woman is absolutely why I do this business. Seeing somebody come from rehab to a millionaire, and the entire time she is talking is all about the other person. It's just unbelievable to me. So I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I mean, that is, how'd you like her, John? So the next guy we've got is a maniac. I put out on Facebook, Visalis put some news out on their earnings and all the stuff going on over there. So I thought, man, I got to get an ambassador for Visalis here. So I threw it up there, and I was hoping Nick Sarnicola or Blake Mallon or Ryan Blair would take the bait. And I know a lot of Visalis ambassadors, man, and that's a big check with big people that have unbelievable success. And they just launched this cereal, and I just wanted to know what was going on. So I called to interview the guy about all of that. And as usual, I thought I was talking about Visalis, and instead I ended up talking about a guy that has an incredible story that it's just unbelievable. And I want you to meet Kevin Latmore. He is a rock star. I am a fan. He's live down in Florida with about 40 of his kids and just a heck of a human being. Hello, Kevin. How are you?
Hey, Tom, can you hear me?
I can hear you great. Tell me a story. How about your, did you hear the previous interview?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a fan of Vicky's in a hurry. I hadn't heard of her before, but she's definitely one of the superstars in this industry. I can see that real fast.
Well, the neat thing about that story is every one of us have a story, and most of us use that story to stay poor, and she didn't. She just put on her spikes and got back on the field and did it again. And let's talk about you now. I mean, you are a very similar story, not with the horrible circumstance, but you've been dealt a couple bad cards in your life, and you didn't let it slow you down either. So let's just talk.
Yeah, no problem.
So tell us about you. Tell us that you're now living in Florida. You came from Canada. Go ahead and just take it away.
Okay. Yeah, really quick. Cold notes on me. Originally born in Trinidad and Tobago. Moved to Canada when I was 4 years old and enjoyed all the snow up there. Saying that rather sarcastically, but it is what it is. A great country to live in. And, you know, got a job at Costco. Great place to work. Great job. Secure. They're certainly not going out of business anytime soon. But when you're an entrepreneur through and through, you know, you can't live inside of a box. And I was making about $42,000 a year there at Costco and had the benefits and everything. But with a young family, we have five children, $42,000 doesn't go a long way. I realize people make a lot less in this world. But, you know, I'm just a motivated individual who wants the most out of life. And you can see that in an environment like Costco where I have people coming through. And, I'm, you know, I had one guy named Tim who'd come through every Monday. And he had a little shop. And he'd spend $25,000 that he'd pull out of his, you know, his chest pocket. So when someone's got the, you know, your annual salary in their pocket, you know something's wrong and you're on the wrong end of that transaction. So got a little bit frustrated, wasn't getting a chance to spend any time with my children at home with the hours and the commute and everything else. And I just said, you know what, there's just got to be a better way. So I decided to get into network marketing, saw some people doing fantastic things. It wasn't a popular decision in the house because I already wasn't seeing my family very much as it is. And here I am going to go put in 5, 10, maybe 15 hours a week doing something else and seeing them even less. But I read a long time ago that if you want things in your life to change, you need to change something in your life. So that's exactly what I did. I changed something. Instead of being like the other 400 employees at Costco that just grumble about it and then just go on doing the same thing over and over. And a cool thing happened, as we all know, with network marketing. Within 6 months, I had matched my Costco income. And I said, well, wow, if I can do this part-time, what could I do full-time? And another family meeting, I told my wife that I was going to step away from Costco, which wasn't that difficult because I was also having a few little, physical problems at the same time, too, which made it harder and harder to continue with the job. So I went full-time with network marketing, and it was a great thing. We made more than double our salary that year and went on to have a pretty decent career. That was originally with a company called Excel. I'm not sure if I'd like to talk about names on here or not.
Oh, I want you to. I want you to talk. Here's what I love about you. You were with Excel for 2 years.
Yeah, the last 2 years.
I was with Steve Scholes this weekend. He's a rock star, good friend of mine. Remember him?
Yeah, absolutely. He's got a dynamic personality.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart. And then you went to Global Verge, and you murdered it there. And you've just done unbelievable, but unfortunately the companies didn't stack up to your ability, and you had to kiss a few frogs, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, it's just like, you know, you'd think you'd be retired by now. You know, we did well in I can't believe you put Global Verge on there, but, you know, I'll put it on my resume because we did do something incredible. 13,000 people in 90 days and, you know, became a victim of our own success because my business partner, Frank Varon, put in another 18,000 and we crushed their merchant account. So they couldn't pay anybody for 3 to 4 months. And by the time they did pay out, everybody was long gone. And I think that would have happened anyways. Management was kind of poor. And, you know, just went to another company and the similar thing happened. You know, we put in about 4,500 people in another 90 days and that fell apart. And I just got really jaded on the industry. I mean, I believed in it, but I just said, you know what? You know, I looked at my career and we're somewhere over about 30-something thousand reps. And here I was, you know, with no money, nothing to show for all my efforts and just very, very frustrated. Almost cost me to miss out on Vice Dallas, actually, because when I met Nick Sarnicola with my friend Jason O'Toole, Jason liked Nick and that was enough for him. But I just saw Vice Dallas going backwards at the time and decided to pass on it and live off of my savings and try to get some internet marketing going. And that went okay, but okay does not feed a family of seven. And, you know, bills just caught up with us too fast. My wife did a real noble thing. She went and got a job for the first time in her life, and the only thing that she could get fast enough was to go work the midnight shift at a fast food restaurant. And the reason she worked midnights was it paid an extra $1.25 an hour. And at that juncture in our life back in 2011, $1.25 made the world of difference. It was a Band-Aid on a broken leg, of course. We were making $1,700 a month with a $1,600 mortgage, and not quite 40 kids, five, which feels like 40, especially when they're teenagers. Might as well be 40.
Yeah, but you said that in 2010, you didn't even have $500 to get enrolled, even if you had wanted to. And I'm bringing that up right now because this guy's a zillionaire now. He is killing it. But as recently as 2011, he didn't have two nickels to rub together. And I've been with my company a long time, and I make a lot of money, and people are always telling me, well, if I'd have been around that long, I'd be making that much money too. You came from zero to a zillion in nothing flat. And we can say it's about Visalus, but I don't believe that, because a lot of people have joined Visalus in the last 2 years that didn't make that kind of money. It was the eye of the tiger, and you went to work out of absolute desperation. You didn't have the luxury of going slow. You had to go like a bat out of hay. And the reason that it worked out was because you had to. And I just want everybody to think about right now, is your reason big enough that it's going to drag you out of bed past every circumstance possible to bust through it? And what do you think about that? And John Milton Fogg, you've been around similar situations. What do you think about that desperation that you almost have to have in order to really fire this rocket? So why don't you speak to it? Because I haven't been trying to hog this microphone.
You want to hear from me or Kevin?
I want to hear from you.
Obviously it works. I mean, you and I both know from our recovery program that the gift of desperation, and it certainly fuels people in network marketing. I think some of the biggest, most enthusiastic, charismatic leaders I know came from those kinds of circumstances. I mean, one of the things I've been watching on the show, Tom, for the last months, not just weeks, is the extent to which adversity is a crucible that brings out the best in people. And that's what this gentleman's telling us all about.
So Kevin, I mean, what do you look for? I know that you've partnered with a very, very good friend of mine who you and he have gotten in the lane and gotten plugged into the system. And I've never seen a transformation physically, emotionally, spiritually, or financially than I've seen in my friend Matt Jameson. And, I mean, you took a guy that, I mean, under your wing, and Jason did too, and a lot of people who had unbelievable talent, and basically got him focused, and the rest is history, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, too, desperation, I want to speak on that for a quick second and get into the Jameson effect. Desperation is a real motivator, you know, and a lot of people, you'll come to a point in your life where you'll have a situation and you'll either use it as your excuse why you can't do something or the reason why you need to. And that's the key turning point for a lot of people, why they either fail or succeed. It's all your perception of how you look at your adversity. So like John just said, it is a gift. That gave me the kick in the pants. I mean, we were going to get divorced in 30 days. We were going to be homeless in 30 days. I was going to lose my children in 30 days. And somehow I became an ambassador with a $25,000 bonus and $15,000 in the bank in less than 30 days. So go figure.
Yeah.
And things like Matt's a fantastic guy, and he's actually had a little bit of success here and there. But, you know, that's the other name of the game. I think too many people in this industry get swallowed up, and I think leaders like ourselves are somewhat to blame because maybe we talk too much about, you know, we got to tone down our stories sometimes. You can't talk about easy riches or fast stories, even though that one was. But the reality is I didn't go ambassador in a month or 6 weeks. It was accumulation of all the other companies I'd been in, some of the contacts I had made, and so on and so forth. So a lot of people people just don't stay in the game long enough to let it, you know, play out. You know, you go to university for 4 years to get out with a degree and become a waiter and a whole bunch of debt, and no one's willing to put in 4 years of network marketing to see what will happen in year number five. And it doesn't always take quite that long, but at least they should have the mindset of, you know, if you want to change your life, if you want to make millions of dollars or at least hundreds of thousands of dollars, there has to be some give and take.
And you've proven that you can, wherever you are, success is going to happen. And so many people are just sitting there waiting for that next deal. So they're all joining deal after deal after deal, thinking that if they just quit this and go join another one, they're going to get lucky. Was there really? I mean, obviously, you were a year late. People were leaving when you joined. There was luck involved. But I'll tell you what, preparation and hard work were a hell of a lot more important than luck, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And another thing that worked for some people, it certainly worked for me, was a competitive spirit. I mean, I lived in the same city, and I'm good friends with a gentleman by the name of Jason O'Toole, who just went over the $5.5 million mark in just over 3 years here. We live 5 minutes apart in a town of 500,000 people, and he had a 1 year head start on me. So for all intents and purposes, he recruited all our friends in common, and, you know, I felt like I was in the worst city to be in to get started. But, you know, there's that turning point. We just say, you know, you can watch it happen or be part of it. And I just,
we're going to take a quick break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's Tom Chenault, and it's the Tom Chenault Show. It's a great Sunday. We have had an incredible show. We've got the final segment going here with Kevin Latmore. He is a success story. Somebody texted me that says, I am in the same situation. I got that he went to work, but what could he have done to generate that kind of activity in that short amount of time? What did you do, Kevin, to step on the gas pedal like that? Did you just get on the phone and start calling everybody you knew and say, you need to take a look at this, and people believed you because of the passion in your voice? Or was it a monster email blast? Or did you do it on Twitter? Did you do it on Hootsuite? Did you do it on Facebook or LinkedIn?
Yeah, you touched on a few of the things there. Number one, even though I've had, you know, tens of thousands of people on my team before, they're either all burnt out or gone or in other deals. You know, I'm really proud to say I wouldn't have had a problem doing it the easy way, but this was all done from scratch with new people. And what I did is I made a list of about 100 people or so. I hit them all on Facebook. I hit them all with emails, and I hit them all with phone calls. And the big key for your friend there who's having problems and how to get out of it is you need to create momentum. You know, however you do it, you got to do it. And so I ended up sponsoring 14 of those people in my first week, and I just went to work with those people. And I positioned it. The big word I can use, and hopefully you can conjure it up and find a way, is posture. I said, look, my friend Jason has done XYZ. My friend Nick Sarnicola has done XYZ. And by God, I'm going to do XYZ as well. And the people that whirl with me, when I start, I can't guarantee that you're going to make money, but you're going to have the best possible position to be positioned with me. And I'm going to take care of those people that help me do XYZ. And, you know, some people were just too scared to bet against me. They heard the music in my voice. They heard the passion. And they just said, you know what? I think this guy is going to pull this off. And sure enough, we did. And then it became a self-fulfilling prophecy, because once we did, I was just very fortunate for hitting ambassador that we had a national event right after. So the picture of me with the $25,000 bonus for hitting ambassador was worth more than the $25,000, because it proved to the people that said no that, oh my gosh, he said he was just starting this thing. It's actually happening. And my phone's been ringing. I've become the hunted instead of the hunter ever since.
And that's exactly, you guys, listen to him. He believes it's true, therefore it is. There is no doubt when he told these guys on the phone, I am going to make this happen. Don't bet against me. And I'll tell you, I had a company go away from me. Jameson was in that company. And on January 15th of 2010, I had an absolute catastrophic event. My income went down $45,000 in 1 month. And in 1 week, we put our spikes back on and said, this fight's not over. we are not going down. We are going up. We're going to be bigger and better. And you either get on this bus or get run over by it, because we are leaving the station right now. And that's kind of what you said, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there is a little bit of planning that needs to be done. You know, you can't plan for too long. You can't be the old knowledge on ice type of thing. But have a little bit of structure to what you do. Read that compensation inside out. If you're a marketer, I mean, the average person, it's not going to make a world of difference, and they're just going to confuse themselves. But figure out what you're doing. And if you're passionate enough, everybody wants to follow someone who knows where they're going. You know, and if people believe that you know where you're going, they're going to jump on your bus. It's as simple as that.
Yep, that's I couldn't agree with you more. And man, what you've done, we want to thank you. What's a website people can look at you on?
They can just find me at my name, KevinLatmore.com, LatMore.com. And, you know, I'm an easygoing guy. I think I'm in the best company in the world. But if people just need generic help or tips, whether it be for internet marketing or network marketing, you know, I'm just willing to help. I'm just a student of the industry and a fan of the industry. I believe we all do the same thing. So bashing each other is certainly not going to help, because it's all of us against the rest of the world.
So why cereal before we get out of here? I mean, was that to try to make these younger generation kids, is that why they chose that particular venue, do you think? Or
you know what?
Where'd that come from?
Just for variety. I mean, some people get tired of shakes. I'd never had a shake before I ever joined Visalus, but, you know, but cereal is something that I've been doing since I was a child, and I continue to do so. I love the idea because it didn't change the behavior. And anytime you're in a network marketing company or want to sell something, you don't want to change people's behavior. So now you could have a shake in the morning and cereal for lunch or cereal for breakfast, and, you know, just to change it up. It's a shake and a flake is what they're calling it, and it's just a different delivery system. It's going to do really well. I think we're close to $2 million in less than 2 weeks, so it's obviously taken off.
You are a maniac. You are welcome back anytime. I consider you a friend of the show. Have an awesome, awesome day. And Kevin Latmore, over and out. Go look at his website. I'm putting it on Facebook right now. Kevin, thanks a million.
All right, I appreciate the opportunity.
We'll be back right after this with Kevin Thompson. You guys are going to hear a show right now. We'll be back.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.